Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bono, Julie Hayden on a Friday, and a beautiful Friday it is, Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer, and it feels like summer here.
Yeah, it does. Denver, happy right? Memorial Day to everybody. Happy Party Friday
party
to everybody.
Party Friday and Party Weekend to everybody. This is going to be a lot of fun. We're brought to you, as always,
by AmericaCitizenPress.com, great conservative, great website for conservative voices, and Dr. Julie McCallan at Denver Synergetics. We're going to be talking at the bottom of the hour. This is going to be a really interesting discussion with Rhonda Kennedy. You guys may remember her. She was running, a Republican running for Congress in 2020 out in essentially Ventura County, LA, and she did not win.
No kidding there,
but she did surprisingly well. But she wanted to weigh in, and we wanted to talk to her about the Chicago Mayor Lightfoot's decision to only do interviews with reporters if they're not white. So if you're a white reporter, you can't get. Now, the Daily Caller has filed a lawsuit. We want to talk to her about that. We also want to talk about, I've been joking, we're going to have whiplash with the Biden administration. Mask, no mask. It's like, I'm your mother, I'm your sister. I mean, it's like, wear a mask, wear a mask. It was from a lab, it wasn't from a lab. And we'll get to that. But I see Dr. Donna has joined us, and we'd asked her to kind of come back. I mean, so thank you for doing that. Dr. Donna, if you want to unmute yourself and video yourself, you guys—
Expose yourself.
You were talking about filing some kind of action because now that COVID's over, by the way, why does Governor Polis still have all these emergency powers? Are you ready to talk? Can you hear us okay? Or are you ready to jump in?
I can hear you, and I'm still no video. I'm working around here today.
I know the feeling.
Careful back.
When you're a guy, you can just own a baseball cap. But anyway, why don't you explain to us what's going on and what progress is being made?
Well, we still have our first lawsuit that because now they're the mask, no mask. Nobody knows what they're doing. Whiplash. They're saying, oh, we want you to dismiss that. We want to dismiss it. It's like, no, we don't. So we're working still on that, but now we're working on a new lawsuit to sue to end Polis' emergency powers because the GOP has failed to act. We're almost done with that whole legislative session.
Right.
There was not one bill that brought forth, even if they had an excuse or, well, we wouldn't have won. It's like, who cares? You should have at least done something because we had two Republicans on a bill in 2018 that actually gave the governor more
authority. Exactly.
Who were those? I'm sure Kevin Pruill and who else?
Q and Cook.
Okay. Okay. Because we need to have that. Well, okay, so what would the basis of the lawsuit, which I think you're absolutely right. I do know this. I would say this. I think that that Patrick Neville, they have tried to no event. But I think you're right. Why are they not filing a lawsuit saying, first of all, who has emergency powers that last more than a year, right? Particularly when the emergency is over. So it's just ridiculous that, like you said, that the citizens are being forced to do that.
And was there really any an emergency to start with?
Leo thinks I'm in charge of the Republican Party. He says, JLP failing to act. Hello, Chuck. Failed to act.
No, I
am on the executive committee. I am not in a position to make the GOP do things.
He's trying, though.
Trying as hard as I can.
He's better trying. But yeah, I mean, to me, Donna, I think certainly if you're Governor Polis, you're never going to release the emergency powers, right? And which makes it so, what if they decide all of a sudden it'd be politically expedient to have us all wear masks again? So I think that's why is it you guys are keeping that lawsuit up? Well, or maybe we all have to wear like purple on Tuesdays or something. I mean, who knows what his emergency.
Jess, I know you weren't in charge of the suit, but what do the courts say for its amazing dithering of months after months after months after months?
Oh, they keep using Jacobson. And it's kind of like, you guys already brought that up once before. We countered on that. And so then we were still in, and then they came back with it again. It's like, we countered on that one. So it's Jacobson seems to be their big thing, because Jacobson was about where the government could force you to take a vaccine. I wonder what the next up and coming.
Force you to be transgender and go on an operation to come all.
And that was about forcing vaccines, Jacobson's, I believe. So,
okay.
It's none of this is by accident that we're seeing, and that this has been around since 2019.
Right.
The SARS-CoV-2 was, we knew about it in 2019. It wasn't like, oh, well, look at this.
Right.
I knew about it in my own practice. We were getting information on it. It's kind of like, oh, now they want to make it something, a big deal.
Right.
And I was alive for the Hong Kong flu, too. I just dated myself, but that's okay.
Yeah, you did. That was 68, wasn't it?
It was 69, 68.
Okay. You were like me, though. We were alive, but we weren't very old.
I hadn't come out on this earth.
Well, so what's the, what's the fake news? So basically the lawsuit then is you're working on it, and, you know, we don't have a lot of hope, but at least you're giving it a shot.
Yeah, well, the first one's still going. The second one, we're still putting it together, so I don't want to divulge a whole lot of what we're doing on that. You know how that is. I think one of you is an attorney. And so we do have an attorney on this. He was my campaign manager last year, and he is trying to convince me to do the same thing again next year.
That's just so much fun.
Yeah, well, actually, I enjoy it. Even if somebody's... And we're having some issues with our local party here. Hopefully we get to deal with quietly. But let's just say there's a lot of people that aren't part of the party that are aware of some of these things that it may not end up very quietly. So, okay.
What is your local party anyway?
The Larimer.
Okay, Larimer County. Oh, yeah, a lot of stuff going on there. All right, well, listen, we'll let you go now, but keep us posted on that. Keep us posted. If you run again, you know you've got our support. We're happy to do everything we can to help you out. Same thing with the lawsuit. You need some publicity, you need some help. Just, you know where to find us.
You know where to look.
Yeah, and I'm hoping soon that we'll have more things that we can actually say about it. And like I said, I know you guys know what I'm talking about. So thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dr. Donna. There, at least somebody's working on it. Well, like I said, it's maybe confusing to you. If you tune out for the news for a day or two, everything changes under the Biden administration. Like I said, a couple weeks ago, we were wearing masks forever. The states that reopened were Neanderthals. They were going to kill everybody. Then all of us said, nope, we don't have to wear masks. Although bizarrely, the only people who do have to wear masks still are like 3-year-olds. I mean,
but they've changed. They changed. They've now announced that campers, little campers.
No, they, not little ones. They still, the 3-year-olds have to wear masks at camp, even though
if you're vaccinated in the camp.
Yeah.
Where everybody is fully vaccinated, you don't have to suffer from heat exhaustion from a mask.
But the trouble is you can't vaccinate.
Well, I know, but you know, once again, as we recommend to Rev, just tell them you're midgets.
Been vaccinated. Well, and then, so the other thing, and I was going to read the timeline for this, in terms of, you may be surprised to find out that yet another right-wing conspiracy theory that was debunked has been undebunked, if that's such a word, regarding the origins of the coronavirus. So on Monday, first of all, it's been for a year, more than a year now, that you know, Trump is evil, he was racist for suggesting it might have come out of the Wuhan lab, because God forbid the World Health Organization and Dr. Fauci told us, oh, no, it came from a bat, okay? And they
stuck
to that.
Or came from his funding. One of the two.
Well, yeah, exactly. And so then as early as Monday of this week, you know, the Wall Street Journal had a report, and they were talking about, well, maybe it did come from a lab. And the press secretary for the White House, Jen Psaki, said, we have no means of confirming or denying that. And she said, you know, hey, we at the White House trust the World Health Organization. They're looking into it implicitly. And then the World Health Organization, of course, said, well, we're not looking into it. We already did.
Yeah,
and
we're looking at other countries.
Well, it had nothing to do with it. Okay, fast forward to Tuesday, the White House reaffirmed that position. They weren't doing anything. Don't even talk to us about it. Talk to the World Health Organization. Then on Wednesday, CNN reported, and I think they meant this to do to be a favor to the Biden administration, but they reported that the Biden administration shut down the Trump investigation into where the origin was. But that the White House was now asking the Biden intelligence community to redouble its efforts on the origin.
No, give him 90 days.
No, but that came down to Thursday. By Thursday, the White House says Biden and has always been looking into this, of course.
Absolutely. Right. But in another 90 days, that and the Durham report will be coming out. What I love about it, it reminds me of the Obama administration saying they want the intelligence agencies to get together and put together a white paper on the Russia interference to the election. And of course, they did put together one which they all agreed Russia interfered. No doubt about it. High confidence. Everything
right, All the intelligence community, including the Coast Guard.
Including the Coast Guard. Everybody says, it's Russia, it's Russia. And now we know it wasn't Russia. And so everybody's...
Well, let's go through. I was trying to make a list. And if you guys want to chime in, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008, or just on the chat thing, let's look at all of the debunked right-wing conspiracy theories that have been undebunked, that have turned out to be, not just that we believe to be true, but that have everybody now acknowledges are true. So we've got the COVID origins. Well, we've got the mask, number one, don't need to wear a mask after all, which we've known for a while. Number two, the COVID origins, right? It's very possible that it didn't come from a bag, it might've come from the lab, so we're looking into that. The Trump-Russia hoax is another one. Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's laptop.
Russian disinformation.
Okay, another one they talk about now, peaceful protests, right? Peaceful
burning buildings, peaceful protests.
Which this is a good point to point out that the Black Lives Matter lady resigned after buying not four but five mansions apparently, and was funneling money to friends and family, that's a shock. Okay, so those are the ones I could come up with recently, where all of a sudden they switched. But I think, because we were talking about this, and once again, Chuck was right, I was like, they've got to be planning something, they got to be coordinating it. But the more we see these debunked, we got the January 6th thing, which we'll get to that in a second, but the more we see the debunked theories being debunked, and the truth coming out, the biggest one, of course, would be the election rigging, which is still going out there. But even now, they're kind of forced to, you can see them positioning themselves for that, because there clearly are problems with the audit, right? They had that one county where it was not counting, the machines weren't counting if it was on the fold, stuff. Yeah. And then they were counting for Republicans, or another place where, if you were, no matter what you voted, you could only vote the Democrat ticket. That was the only thing that came up. So there clearly were issues, and their position, Dominion said, well, that was human error mistake. That was just
human
mistake.
Machines, human error. All the other ones are machines and they cannot be there because it's Dominion machines.
Chuck and I were talking and I'm like, what the heck is going on there? Because some of these things you can tell the media for some of them. The Russia disinformation, the Russia hoax, right? The media was complicit from the beginning on that. They used the media to go ahead and leak information, which they then used to help determine reasons for launching a fake investigation.
And including the FBI leaking information.
That was clearly thought out. Now, maybe poorly, and we got to the bottom of it, although nothing will ever be done.
Oh, really? You saw the Durham report?
Nothing will ever be done. But there was at least a little bit of coordination going on there. The peaceful protests, even that a little bit was just them just refusing to acknowledge it. But this whole COVID thing, the masks, no masks, the origin, no origin. You can tell the media people were caught off guard on that. They were caught flat-footed and they were annoyed about it. And I think that initially I was like, well, that's just somebody, I don't know what's going on. And Chuck, it's like, no. And I'll let you explain. It's like, you think it's because nobody is in charge of the Biden White House. And it's kind of like, I was saying, whoever gets to the boss's office first gets to make the call the shots at it.
Everybody's been part of a corporation when there's a changeover. And there's an interim president and he doesn't really have any power. Everything seems, decisions are made in a hurried fashion at times and too slowly or not at all. It's just a lack of that human pyramid having communication downlines. And when you look at this administration, it's human being downlines that aren't working. No one's exactly sure who's making the decisions. No one's sure who has authority. They all sort of think the same thing. So it doesn't appear that there are two sides Unlike the Trump administration.
Where you had people who are openly at war against him. Right.
But they're all just kind of saying, well, I don't know, you know, do the best you can. They are, and it looks awful. So it is just, you know, it's a Third Reich. We had 12 different power structures at any time. And it's an administration that isn't under control in and of itself. And, you know, they're trying their best,
And you're right. Yeah. They're trying to implement the progressive agenda to destroy America.
Yeah,
right.
That's
a little confused. Yeah. Well, I wanted to play, Thomas, if we could play. It is kind of funny to go back and watch the corporate media now just completely, like I said, it's like whiplash on the whole COVID thing. Somebody put together, compilation of some of the media people talking about how awful Trump and Trump supporters were for thinking that it came from a lab. So if we could, Thomas, please play the COVID one, AB.
The COVID one.
This virus jumped to humans, wasn't even present there.
But you know, the worst of all, whether it came from the lab or came from the bats or came, it all came from China.
Because we don't know where the novel coronavirus came from yet, the conspiracy theories fill the void.
I'm telling you, the Chi-Coms are trying to weaponize this thing.
Conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh with zero proof, suggesting a Chinese bioweapon lab is to blame.
It's this question about the Wuhan lab. We know that it's been debunked. Those same agencies now have been tapped with investigating one of Trump world's most favorite conspiracy theories.
This week, Donald Trump is still pushing the debunked bunkum, despite his own intelligence community's findings that is simply not true.
And there is simply no reason to believe that is the case. There is no empirical evidence to verify that.
Coming up with a conspiracy theory to try and foment xenophobia with respect to the Chinese has just as much factual support as taking Clorox.
He can't just sit back and let the doctors and the scientists do their jobs. He's got to chime in.
He may pick up the conspiracy theory that this was some weapon.
People don't keep bats in captivity. It's a complete baloney.
We don't need to invoke conspiracy theories.
This is just another example of the president trying to change the narrative from his own failings.
The problem for President Trump is that he's running for re-election, is looking for ways to deflect blame for the performance of the administration.
If you look at the evolution of the virus in bats and what's out there now, it's very, very strongly leaning towards this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated.
So I wanted to ask, are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, actually, that's the point that I said. No, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China.
So there you go. That was a great hit. I mean, it's just outrageous when you look at it. And I think the fact that they've been so into that, I think, Chuck, it proves your, I guess, theory that if the Biden administration, they couldn't have rolled it out, either the mask thing or this, worse if they wanted to. So I think you're right. There was no really rollout. Just one day, somebody, not Joe Biden, because I don't think he has a clue about what's going on, except for looking at little girls' hair barrettes. Yeah. And that's a whole other story. He doesn't know what's going on. So I think you're right. Just somebody in there somehow said, like the CDC said, hey, look, we're tired of giving the blame for masks. Then this story started coming out more with other reporters.
Well, but you have to understand, there is no further proof or different proof
no,
than there was a
new.
Year ago. It's mm-hmm. nothing new. It's just some former New York Times reporter saying, you know, I'm no longer part of the New York Times, but this seems like it's
There's something to this.
And then all of a sudden, everybody, including Dr. Fauci, doing one of his famous 180s. And that was,
right.
I hadn't seen that one.
Right.
You just showed.
It's like, yeah,
that was great. Very, very strong. If you look at all the bat science, and now what happened to the bat science?
It's like, well, I never.
I think we need to look into it now.
Yeah. And it's just, and I think that it is a sign because we know that the Democrats can coordinate and coordinate very well with the media when they want to, right? And that the law for organizations, I mean, sometimes we've played other clips before where they're all using the same exact language, and you know that they can do rollout ballots if they want. This to me indicates, I think you're right, a complete disarray in the Biden administration. First, he says Kamala Harris is going to go to the border. Well, she's never going to go to the border.
No, he put her in charge of the border.
He put her in charge, and so she's not in charge. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, we're not wearing masks, and it's like, why isn't anyone even talking about that anymore? Now, it's like, well, maybe it came in Biden having put away and closed down the Trump investigation.
Right.
Now, has launched his own investigation.
90 days,
with,
3 months.
With, of course, the exact same intelligence people from before, right?
And somebody wrote in the New Yorker, I think, that there are no CIA, FBI, ATF, or any of the rest of them have any intelligence in China. They have no sources.
Nobody has any sources in China.
Whatever it is, you know, the Chinese.
Well, Hunter Biden does.
His intelligence
runs in a different area.
Well, he's the best.
He's more entertainment oriented.
No, he's the smartest man his father ever met. Yeah. And so there's nothing that the intel services can do in the next 90 days that they don't normally do, which is nothing. They'll just kind of sit around and kind of go, well, how do we micromanage and spin this? And what Friday, late what Friday, do we put out a report saying, we don't know, it could be one, it could be
others. It'll be, right. And everybody will move on, and the media will, everyone will very happily.
They've debunked the debunk theory.
And so but I think you're absolutely right. At first I was like, there must be, they're evil, we can't trust them. In fact, I was thinking, we were talking with Kieran Candeline, and I was like, no, they're up to something. And then I'm like, I don't think so. I think that bizarrely and alarmingly, nobody is in charge, not really, at the White House. And I think, like, with Donald Trump, you had a lot of infighting and a lot of the deep state people fighting Trump. Right. But Trump at least knew what he wanted, and Trump at least even if he changed his mind, he at least you get the sense was making the decisions, right? Now people were ignoring them or not carrying it out. But with Joe Biden, I don't think that Joe Biden was saying, you know what, we need to get in front of this whole coronavirus origins thing. So tomorrow, let's not have Jen do the press conference. We're just going to send.
Who did they bring out?
Her boss, Jen Psaki's boss.
Who's Jen Psaki's boss?
I forget. I don't know who she came out and said.
Director of communications.
Right. And I think the assistant director, not the top boss.
Oh, not
okay.
The top.
Okay. The sacrificial lamb.
The black woman.
It wasn't a sacrificial lamb. She said, people, we've always been looking into this. People are just misunderstanding.
We all know that.
So you got to hope. I mean, I think that's probably why the rest of the world, we've got inflation rising, right? I mean, he's just got
a
whole administration.
That's a debunked Republican Trump theory.
Gas prices are rising. Debunked.
Conspiratorial theory by Donald Trump. That's a QAnon.
That's always QAnon saying gas prices
are going up. And they're just gaslighting people.
Exactly.
Literally gaslighting people. When they look at the pump, they go, hey, it's $4. It's always been four bucks.
What are you talking about?
What's wrong with you?
At least today, some Republicans had the sense to not fall for yet another. I mean, when the Democrats build a trap, they like put giant trap ahead. Republicans wake up and you look in and there are all these spears there on the thing. And it's like in what, you know, the Raiders of the Lost Ark, where they got the thing swishing back and forth. Right. And they say, here, you go walk on that. And the Republicans do them. This time we avoided that. The Republicans were able to block.
Well,
the
you
Democrats.
Didn't say the Republicans. But I mean, so. Because six Republicans all went on the other side. I love
usual
Cassidy.
Suspects.
The usual suspects. Six of them went to the other side. So we want to be destroyed. We love being
Romney,
destroyed.
Romney, Murkowski, Cassidy, Susan Collins, Rob Portman, and Ben Sasse. Yeah, they're like, we want to be destroyed. But at least they stopped that, because anyone could tell they were going to simply do that like they were going to do with the Russia investigation.
Right.
And they're just going to use it forever to beat up Republicans and Republicans. And the same thing, the more facts that come out about that, this one I think the Democrats are going to drop. The more facts that come out about that, I think the worse it looks for Republicans.
Well, if they let the facts come out.
Well, exactly.
I doubt they're going to do
that. But we have that. Didn't stop Schumer, though, from telling us, you know, gloom and doom and blaming everything on horrible, horrible Republicans again.
Let's see a little bit of
Chuck Schumer. Thomas, if we could play the Chuck Schumer bite, please.
Out of fear or fealty to Donald Trump, the Republican minority just prevented the American people from getting the full truth about January 6th. The Republican minority just prevented the Senate from even debating the bill. No opportunity for amendments, no opportunity for debate. There was an attempt by the Republican minority to shunt this vote into the dark of night. But because of today's Senate time agreement, it was done in broad daylight. The American people will see how each Republican senator voted. Now, this should have been simple. The commission was bipartisan, independent, straight down the middle. House Democrats accepted every change that House leadership requested. Speaker Pelosi and I supported and still do support the changes Senator Collins proposed. And we told that to other senators. Senate Republicans for months publicly supported the idea of a commission. But now, all of a sudden, the Senate minority and the Senate minority leader waged a partisan filibuster against the bill.
Oh, how could they? Thank God.
My God, the Republicans are awful. Oh, my God.
Right. It's like, thank goodness.
Every one of Susan Collins' changes was in there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, bipartisan, Dr. Tanya Yuan. Well, I mean, and that's why those people are such traitors.
Fences.
And I got to, well, I mean, I'm not sure what their thinking is. I guess their thinking is it looks good in their district if they vote for that. But I think, is anyone out there hold any illusions that if the Republicans or the Democrats are able to hold those hearings, all it would be more just lies, right? Because we've seen, I mean, you know, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. It came from bats. It didn't come from bats. It was peaceful protests. Oh, wait, we need to
refund
the
police. Who killed the Trump supporter be called to testify? I don't think so.
No. Huh? The Antifa person was paid $70,000 to $90,000 by the network for the videotape be called to testify? No. Well, the other guy, the QAnon guy, they keep calling him the QAnon guy. He's not a QAnon guy. He's a Black Lives Matter guy. Will he be called to testify? I know. So, I mean, how about any of the Capitol Police who opened the doors and let them in? Will they be called to testify? No, that would never happen. So thank goodness that the Republicans and I mean, because.
But this week, and it's brought out by the six Republicans, but you had Paul Ryan coming out saying, you know, we can't have just the one person or people who are like him or we won't go anywhere. And so he is joined in this. It's almost a universal former Republican Party, because you look at it, you got George W. Bush, and he's right on the Democratic side. You got the next presidential candidate in Mitt Romney, his vice presidential pick, Paul Ryan. You've got the Chamber of Commerce, who nobody wants to support anymore.
Right.
You've got the Koch brothers are now joining up. The one Koch brother left is joining up with George Soros for an organization. And so that's the next generation down of the Cheney empire. They're all hate Trump and they all don't matter. Not one iota, not one of them.
Well, I listened to a little bit of Paul Ryan's speech and he made it sound, I mean, he's like the Democrats. He tries to make it sound like the Trump supporters are like this cult, you know, blindly, mindlessly following this cult leader, forgetting that like that cult is like 74 million strong, right? Forgetting that Donald Trump is not like bamboozling us. Donald Trump has, and that the people just aren't seeing the truth. It's like, what, incredibly high, and it remains incredibly high approval ratings. Whereas Paul Ryan, Liz Cheney's not even going to win in Wyoming again. And so they try to make it sound when they talk to each other like we're the heart and soul of the Republican Party, and Donald Trump is like this outlier, right?
But Paul said, and you hear him all say, we have to go back to traditional conservative Republican principles. And you go, what are those? I mean, I know what Donald Trump stands for, the border, immigration, tariffs, trade agreements,
Second Amendment,
all the way through. Traditional ones. What are
those? What are the other two?
Liz Cheney said military spending. Now, of course, Trump approved enormous military, but they don't mean that kind of military.
They mean
military spending that goes to people who give to Republicans, and in turn, they give the Democrats everything they want in return for giving money to military contractors. What else do they stand for? Endless foreign wars? Okay. Protect the rich. That's a big one. Oh, yeah. Do whatever the rich need. You know, we protect the rich.
Allow illegal immigration to keep.
We've got to get those traditional ones. And now they're all going over to the Reagan Library, which has become the hot point for all the pathetic Republicans.
And poor Reagan is probably like, hey, quit meeting here.
Wait a minute. I'm the one these people all attack. They hated me. The Bushes hated me. The Cheneys hated me.
Well, again, like the Democrats, he misses a point. And the media fawns all over him because he also hates Trump. And so anybody who hates Trump. But, you know, a lot of it.
But he's helping everyday people with the with a acquisition fund, which is kind of crony capitalism, and sitting on the Fox board. So out of way, Paul, you are your guy from Janeville.
Speaking of that, here's another thing though that gives me hope. I always look for stuff to be hopeful. So the Nielsen ratings came out. And according to the Nielsen ratings, and these are ratings, they don't measure like streaming, okay? So this is if you're watching, it's not just like traditional TV, traditional networks, including
us.
No, it's not podcasting, things like that. So the Nielsen ratings came out for TV, and the Nielsen ratings for CBS, ABC, NBC, and these are not just the news programs, this is overall, were down. The average station was down almost 20%. In terms of audience size from this May compared to last May. And I got to tell you, having been in the TV business for years, it's been down, down, down.
It used to be
for a while, they would talk about ratings and the new up was just not being down.
Right.
Well, now that's not even.
It's only being down
then 12%. Then it was, I think, like literally, well, at least we weren't down double digits, right? It's like, hey, at least it's still in the tens, you know? And then in terms of their traditional, the key demographics, 18 to 49, down almost 23%. So here's the thing, and the news even worse. CNN down like 70%.
How
MSNBC
could it? When you get that the America's most trusted source?
Not anymore. So people know.
Really?
People know that they're fake, and people aren't watching. So I know. Hey, let's switch gears now. So we've got Rhonda Kennedy. We had Rhonda on our show back before the election, and everybody loved her. And so Rhonda, we were so glad to hear from you and happy to have you back on. Thank you for your time on this Friday.
Thanks for having me. Thanks. I enjoyed being on there last time.
So why don't we talk to you about Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, and apparently she has a new policy. And if you are a white reporter, she's not going to do an interview with you. Now you've been in the public eye, you ran for Congress. What do you make of a policy like, would you have been able to get away with that? Or would a white mayor be able to get away with that?
I'm only talking to Asian reporters.
Right. Exactly. It's racist. And I don't understand why they don't see the hypocrisy. It's okay if it's black, you know, but if you're discriminating against white people or any other race, you know, it's okay. You can do it. And for her to say something, I just find it very ignorant to be, you know, from a professional.
Well, and here's the thing too. So she was talking, she's in the Chicago market. And like people know, I mean, I was in TV for a long time, for years and years. And the TV business, it is one of those, I will say, it used to be, not as much anymore, where a lot of it was based on performance. I mean, they're not racist. If you can do the job and you do the job well and you do it better than the person behind you, then you get to keep your job. And so if there aren't enough minority people there, I would submit it's because there aren't enough minority people who are interested enough in being reporters, because, you know, if they did the job and they did the job well, and they certainly can, I worked with plenty of them, they would have a job. So when she says, well, there are not enough black reporters in Chicago media, it's not as if, I mean, I know this, it's not as if the media is openly discriminating.
No, I'm sure they're doing just the opposite.
Exactly. I'm sure they're doing just the opposite. Don't you think?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. And now with so many independent avenues to do your own media. I mean, a lot of, you know, people of color don't want to be tied down by network media. So they go off and do anything, other things. And I see other networks that have a lot of mostly conservative networks, I believe, right, have more African-Americans on, you know, anchors and reporters and that. And for her to say that, especially, I mean, you're worried about being interviewed by a black person when you have the highest number of deaths in your city. Maybe you should be concentrating on that. Maybe you should be focusing on that, those lives, instead of wanting to be interviewed by someone of color.
What is going on, do you think, in this country? Because I would submit a few years ago, she wouldn't have gotten away with it because the Daily Caller is suing her, but basically the Chicago Press Corps went, we don't like that. But I mean, no one.
Well, similarly, you know, when Congress said, okay, only black farmers can get these payments. So if you're a black farmer, you get it. If you're a white farmer, you're not. Back in the segregated South, when they wanted to discriminate, they usually weren't that late. They would just say, okay, you can vote if your grandfather could vote, or you can vote if you pay. They figured out slightly. One, they didn't say no black people could vote, no black people could apply for aid. They at least hit it. You know, they were absolutely racist. But even in their own eyes, they had to kind of partially hide it. Now, no. You know, we want to see your 23andMe ancestry. And if you're
white, you can do an interview.
Well, or you get a payment from the government. No.
I mean, what happened that it has become okay, I guess, for a mayor of a major city like that to say she's not going to do interviews with white reporters?
Well, I don't know. I wonder who's advising her, because as a lawyer, I the first thing I would do is like what the Daily Caller did, is I'd sue her. I mean, she's a government entity. So she's a government actor and she's discriminating. I mean, that's just like saying, I only want to be interviewed by male reporters. I don't want women interviewing me. I mean, people would be up in arms, and it's terrifying, right? And how blatant the racism is. And I'm like, there's some type of agenda going on. We know there's an agenda, especially like with the vaccinations, when they were like, oh, we need to give it to, you know, the Black communities first. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Democrats ever put us first? Like, there's something else going on there. When do we get to the front of the line?
Oh, here's the thing.
The Tuskegee Airmen.
Here's the thing. It's so condescending too, because here in Colorado they keep having reports like the minority communities are underrepresented in the vaccination rates, and I'm like, that's because they're smart enough to see that this might not be a good idea, and yet they're like, somehow or another that's racism. I'm like, no, that's intelligence, you know. And the Black, they're like, we're not, like you said, what have you ever done for me? No, thank you. I'm not going to get your vaccine.
Hey, we're not going to be in line first. Yeah, like you said, the Tuskegee experiment. It's like that was the same thing, you know, with giving shots. I mean, you know, we know about history. We know, like, no, we're never in the front of the line. Since when do Democrats start wanting to put Black people to the front of the line? It's like there's something more to that agenda. And I'm like, thanks, but no thanks.
Well, and it's not that they care. Well, where do you see this going? Because here's a, you know, we have a 10-year-old, and I worry that because race is, how do I say it? He is aware of it, I think, at a level that I was not. I mean, it was in a way, I don't have the experiences, and I grew up in a little town in Woodstock, Illinois. But again, race was just not that much of an issue where I was growing up. Not that there was a discrimination. I'm not trying to say that. What I'm saying is it wasn't something that everybody talked about all day, every day. But in the world he's in, it is something that comes up every place, all the time. And he's being, you know, I mean, they're telling him, if you're a white kid, if you're a white male, if you're a white woman, you're automatically oppressor. And to me, I just think,
after a while, they'll adopt that and they'll go, oh, I'm the oppressor. Okay.
Exactly. It's damaging. It's child abuse. I saw this thread on Twitter. There was a mom that had a little baby, looked about three months old. And she said, yeah, he's a white male. And, you know, and she was basically saying that he was an oppressor, and this, her little baby, it was so disgusting. And I'm like, back to, you know, psychology from school, but it's nature versus nurture. Okay. Sure. He's not born that way. He's going to be that way because he's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy, because that's what you're telling him.
Yeah,
and so they're going to ruin an entire generation. I don't know when this generation grows up and takes over, I don't know what our country is going to look like, because they're indoctrinating them.
Well, there, and what about from the other side too? So we're obviously white, so our son is white. So, and you have children. So how do you talk to your kids about this, where everything is racist, 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 and oppression? And, you know, how do you talk to your kids about it?
I talk to my kids about the Constitution. Okay. And my kids are biracial. I have Black children and biracial children. But I talk to them about the Constitution, not about race. It's about their rights. And if you're being discriminated against, that's a violation of your constitutional right, not your Black right, but your constitutional right. So, because that's the way I grew up. I didn't grow up being, you know, if I was discriminated against, it wasn't crybaby. It violates the Constitution. And I think that's what we need to instill in our children. And my kids know, they know their rights, and they know the Constitution. They know the first 10 amendments, and they know what people can and cannot do to them. And I think that's the key.
Oh, that's brilliant, actually. That's the way to put it. You know, we have a friend who does the same thing. He says, he's got a son. He's like, I'm not raising him to say you're a black man or a white man. He says, I'm raising you to be a man. And which, of course, is now bad.
Can't do that.
Yeah, you can't. He'll probably get in trouble for doing that. Well, where do you see this going? Do you see it getting worse and worse and worse? Will it get better? Where do you see this?
I see it that this country is being divided, and I think it's by design. And what's going to happen, all these Black Lives Matter, protesters and movements, when that bubble bursts, when the Democrat Party no longer needs you, it's just going to be a mess. And now you're going to be stuck with, well, wait a minute, but what happened to Black Lives Matter? They're not going to care. They're just being used. And
well, hopefully they got some homes out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A few of them did. Yeah. A few of them did. The rest of them got records.
Yeah. Right. What about, let's talk a little bit, if you can, just for a few more minutes with you, because I know you've got a lot going on, but about California. You ran, you're in Ventura County, a little bit of LA. Here in Colorado, pretty much magic wand was waved and COVID's pretty much over. But you guys are, what's the situation there?
Well, the situation here is Gavin Newsom is trying to loosen everything. Everything's supposed to be open by June 15th. And I am running again in 2022 because my opponent, 94% of her votes were mail-in ballots, and I beat her in-person voting 3-1.
Wow.
So go figure that one. Yeah. And so I think I was on with you guys.
Right.
The gun stores. And so we're in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals now, but the county opened the gun stores to try to moot the issue. Then I took on the county again for 8 businesses who refused to close when they were ordered by the county to close. And I successfully beat them in court. I'm the only attorney that actually beat the county. And the county eventually, they dismissed their lawsuits because I beat them at every turn. So I've still been fighting the fight even after the election.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because we'll give you all the support. Please come back anytime, so we can, because we'd love to help you out. So because I saw the results, and it's like in a really what was a very heavy Democrat party. I mean, even the rigging, when the in-person votes, like you got a huge percentage, really, didn't you?
Yeah, shit.
Yes, there. I got the largest number of votes in any Republican that's running this district. And even in her last election, and it's because of all these mail-in ballots that just came out of the woodworks, because SB 860 here in California was everybody gets a mail-in ballot, everybody in the entire state. So there was a lot of ballots out there that could be harvested illegally and then thrown into the election. And I keep saying that California, people say California, we can't save it. If we don't save California, we're going to lose the country, because California is the head of the snake. Every liberal policy gets tested here first, and then it spreads across the country. We started this mail-in ballots, everybody gets a ballot stuff. Mm-hmm. And now that's Nancy Pelosi and HR1 wanting to make it a federal law. So we started here. So we need to save California, cut the head off the snake so we can stop spreading these liberal policies across the country.
All right. Well, Rhonda, you're still on Twitter at Rhonda for Congress. Where can people find out about you, follow you? Because if you're running again in 2022, there's hope,
Yes. It's RhondaKennedy.com. So that's Rhonda with no H, Kennedy.com. And all my links to my social media is there. I'm very active. I'm tweeting Elon Musk every single day saying bring SpaceX to Ventura County, because that's my goal. I ran on that in 2020, and I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to get SpaceX to Ventura County.
All right. Well, good Rhonda. For you. Great. Thank you so much. You appreciate your time. Thank you for your conversation. Appreciate
it. Great to see you.
Thank you.
All right.
Rhonda, have a great weekend.
You too. She wanted to initially say, let's talk about the Chicago mayor. I mean, that's just outrageous that you have a mayor. And then you have such a complicit media, right? It's the Daily Caller is filing a lawsuit. Why is the Chicago Tribune not filing a lawsuit? Why is WGN not filing a lawsuit, right? Because they're scared, I guess. So if the mayor says, if you're white, I'm not going to do an interview with you, which is clearly racist, right? Clearly racist.
I'm a lesbian, so they have it to white.
I mean, it's just ridiculous, and they just roll over.
like the Republican Party. Oh,
well, not except for Patrick Neville, which we've been trying to get him, but he's busy there doing a lot of dastardly deeds at the Capitol. I was reading where they did another thing. We talked briefly about this in another show. What they've been doing lately is they're taking bills that they know people want to testify about. People show up at the Capitol and then they delay them. And then they delay them until like, not like from 3 o'clock to 3:30. Right. They delay them to like 9 o'clock at night. The vote goes to 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, who can do that? Nor do I give people updates. So they're passing that. The healthcare bill is going through. The transportation bill, they're fighting about it, but that's going to go through. I mean, and it is, as our people have told us, it's an anti-transportation bill. It's just a Green New Deal, really, disguised, disguised as a tax hike.
17% of the money goes to actually roads and bridges and the rest of it to electrical cars and everything else. And it's just extraordinary with the Democrats. You know, they crook the election and they destroy the state.
That's right. Well, and this is from Dr. Donna. The whole thing, it's being made to be an issue. The critical race theory is apparently saying that exact same thing, that if you're born a white male, you're born a certain way. And then this from Leo, we were calling them male in ballots. He said, shouldn't they be called non-gender transported ballots? Well, and isn't that ridiculous? Did you guys see there was a teacher, apparently they got fired and at least punished for saying, well, boys are boys and girls are girls, and refusing to say that that's not true. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, you get a bunch of third graders there and you're like, you know, it's just ridiculous. But again, talking, we want to be hopeful here for the last few minutes of the show.
Yes, we always want to be hopeful.
And if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Or if you're on Zoom, you have something you want to weigh in on, you can go ahead and just unmute yourself and bring your camera up, and we can do that too. Actually, let me take this so I don't have to do it at the end of the show. Remind everybody, you can get us at chuckandjulie.com. I know a lot of people, and we appreciate this, listen to us through BBS Radio. That's great. But also, if you're like, I'm not sure where to find you, and you just have stumbled upon us, or you want to follow us on Twitter, just go to chuckandjulie.com. YouTube, Podbean, Apple, whatever, however you want to listen to us, you can find us there. You can find us there. Dr. Donna, is two sexes, the gender is a grammar term. it's just ridiculous.
Well, it nothing ever changes in the world. Human beings are the same. I mean, back in the first century Rome, the biggest thing was finding hermaphrodites, which was somebody with male lower genitalia.
This is going to the non-children portion of the podcast.
Portion.
Okay.
And so that was the biggest thing. And so things don't change.
How do you mean? Oh, just in terms of curiosities or just issues of the day?
As a society degenerates, it tends to find sex roles oppressive. And in Napoleonic or later Napoleonic one, you know, they'd all have transgender balls. And because that's where people tend to go when the society starts to break down. It's just the nature.
I blame white men.
I do.
Crabby white men. Well, no, you know, that's a very good point that, you know, you look at what's going on in society and the destruction of the family, the putting down of religion and faith, tearing apart, you know, I mean, even in children's programs, single families, single parents, gay parents, all of that, it's being pushed. And rather than just saying, which is what I think is, we should all live and let live, and you can be whoever you want, and you know, we tolerate and have compassion for each other, but you don't want to lose common sense. Instead, it's being forced upon us. And I think you're right. I think that one of the things you have to do if you want to take over the society is get rid of the rules that would help give people strength and give them common ground.
Your family.
And you get rid of all of that, and then you replace it with your own rules, and then you do exactly what they're doing. I mean, I find it so ironic that last week, if we had tried to post on our show anything in the title about, you know, the Wuhan lab, they would have banned it, right? But now, all of a sudden, today, it's okay.
It's okay now.
I mean, there's no acknowledgement that they were wrong, that they shouldn't have done it. And they knew it anyway. Like you said, there's no new information. Just somehow or another, the narrative from the elites and the oligarchs became, okay, we can talk about that now, so we can talk about it now. But I mean, who knows what we can talk about tomorrow or what we can't talk about
tomorrow.
We're just hoping
that the election one turns the same way, because that will really
now, here's my prediction there. I don't think it will, because there's so much at stake there.
Yeah,
I think there's so much. The Democrats used Now, maybe, again, I mean, they got what they wanted in terms of all-mail ballots. So maybe they'll go ahead and say, well, I guess there was fraud, but we're not going to change anything.
We enjoy the fraud. It's good fraud.
Right.
It's good fraud. For
well, it's human error. I mean, Dominion, which is suing all kinds of people. We had Joe Altman. I was being sued by Dominion, yeah. Right? Now it says, okay, well, we did make mistakes, but it was human error.
Human error.
Human error or machine error. We're not sure which.
Well, how did the machine make human error? I mean,
artificial intelligence took it over.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. Well, it's kind of an interesting time in Colorado. We're waiting for the gubernatorial candidates to come out. Heidi Goodall is in Westminster this weekend, along with various with a Heidi Goodall bus.
Goodall,
you're right. I want to add the D to it, but Goodall.
She has a bus?
Yeah.
Oh, bus. Man, that's something. You don't have a bus unless you're serious about stuff.
Really?
I need a Chuck and Julie bus.
You're Chuck and
Julie. It'll be a party bus. Our bus would be, I guarantee you, it would be a lot more fun than your average bus.
So she's running for either governor or senator. You don't spend all your time on a Memorial Day weekend traveling around in a bus.
Because you're bored.
Because you're bored. And so she's running for something. But the rest of them are Greg Lopez, we love, but has no money.
Dave Williams.
Dave isn't officially announced, but
we're pushing him.
We're pushing him, but I'm not sure we're going to be able to push him.
Well,
and you've got Danielle Neuschwager, very articulate young woman with no money and no chance.
Yeah.
And the Republican Party will try to tell everybody, yeah, we can take the governorship when they have no chance of giving the mail system. If you had same day election, you had to go and vote.
Right.
A Republican could definitely win. But when you get mail-in ballots and you just send them out so there's lots to pick up in garbage cans.
And Facebook is funding it for you.
Yeah,
Dominion is like, oh, we only count Democrat votes if it's been folded at the fold. You're right. I think we've said this before, and Neil Mathai, it preaches this all the time. You know, it all starts local. The hope is, and this is a bit, I would say, you know, good for Heidi if she wants to do that. But where we really need to focus on is our local races, on the school board races, because that's how the Democrats took over, really. I mean, Ted Tripa explains it very well, the Blueprint Colorado. You start out finding districts you can win, you put all of your efforts in those, and then you kind of move from there.
We need a gubernatorial candidate who's going to challenge Polis on the election system they've set up, saying this is a crooked election system. The media that's absolutely in the tank,
right?
Whether it's Colorado Politics run by Phil Anschutz or the rest of them, and just say this is not a fair election. This is a joke, and you're going to pour. You've made the money for you, your own money, everything, and you've denigrated everyone else and helped destroy the ability of other people to raise funds, and really just call them a piece of garbage, or else you're just complicit in the rig. And there's so many.
I'm not going to hold my breath. Yeah. But you're dreaming.
It's Friday.
You want
to give hope.
I think we should go back to give hope to people that we're just going to get a Chuck and Julie bus.
Chuck and Julie. Wouldn't that be great to see all our fans?
I don't know if we'd have a keg on it. we're running out of time here. On Monday, we're going to go ahead and take Memorial Day off. What we're going to do, and so I want to give you a heads up right now, because we're going to rerun the show that we did on the 21st with Mark Koff. That was just a great show where he I won't even go into it, talking about corruption and cover up. And we're going to rerun that show. But then we'll be back again on Wednesday. I think we're going to try to get Tom Tancredo. He's been writing some great columns talking about AmericaCitizenPress.com.
Right.
Tom Tancredo stuff is going up in there. He's really turning it out. And I mean, he's, I think, hitting out of the park with some of his columns. I encourage you to read that. We'll try to get him.
You'll be great. And maybe our favorite English sounding friend. From Virginia Tech.
He wants to come on a lot to talk about inflation going out of control. But Chuck, that's a myth. That's debunked. That gas prices are going up.
Conspiracy theory.
We'll get him to explain it for us. Hey, that is going to wrap it up. Thank you to everyone on Zoom. Thank you to the great guys at BBS. We will see you virtually on Monday.
You'll see us on Monday, but live and local on Wednesday and Friday. Goodbye, everybody.
Have a great weekend.
Take care.